This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ with the return of Bobby Bell. We are on the road. The Firehouse Tour continues on a Thursday in Richardson, and we already have a big-time turnout choppy.
Always, always. I parked the car, and there's people already here. I was not the first one here. I was here at 5:40. And I was not the first person here.
Does this beat a G-Bag turnout already? A double digits?
I mean, it does. The G-Bag turnout is like the people who work there. You know, so yes, that it does beat it. We've already given away the tumblers, the awesome tumblers. Some of, not all of them. So we got plenty left. Yeah. We've already given some away.
I'm gonna have no reason to come. Just make a U-turn.
Why no. Yeah, we've got dozens left. Don't worry about that.
Hold it up on the fan cam, Bob.
Yeah, we got plenty right now. These will go faster than the G-Bag chalices that we were still giving away a year later at our remotes. But these are very nice. And we got plenty of these left. And then, but I mean, they'll be gone, I would imagine. Usually, like, it seems like we usually give this stuff away usually like within the first hour.
Just get here early.
We do numbers.
Just get here early. We do numbers. We can move material. Nobody moves product quite like we do.
Whataburger is going to be serving you breakfast throughout the entire morning as we try to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. We're also brought to you by Fraser Roofs and Gutters, Firehouse Movers, and we have those tumblers to hook you up with. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Look, yeah, I'm you. Still waking up. It's been a drag. This is I got used to sleeping until 10 a.m. like every single day, basically.
10 a.m.
Nice. Yeah, threw off my sleep
nice
schedule.
Nice not to have kids.
Pretty bad. No, it's just they were sleeping until 10 a lot of the days because yep. Kristen had us doing all sorts of ridiculous things in, you know, San Antonio heat, and they were exhausted, and so they were sleeping for like full 12-hour cycles. And so I got used to that, and I was telling Chop before we started, I think I passed out finally last night about 1 in the morning because I couldn't go to sleep. I was trying. I was winding down. I was just looking up at the ceiling. And so we're locked and loaded, though. We're ready to go.
And it looked like you did a nice job of unplugging. I did not see you active, and you went dark on Twitter at least.
That was not any of my doing. That was Kristen taking us to a remote part of the state.
Well, you couldn't get signal?
That modern society has not reached yet. This was like we were going through like the legit Texas Hill Country where a good portion of the trip we didn't have cell service. And even when we got to her aunt and uncle's house.
Were you itching?
House, yeah.
That was brilliant on her part. You want your man? You want your partner off the phone? Just go somewhere where you can't get reception.
There wasn't anything I could do. Yeah, she loved it. She loves it. She loves being out in the middle of nowhere. That's her kind of thing. And I always tell her, I was like, you shouldn't be surprised that I don't love this. Like, I remember early on we were dating that Randy Houser song, How Country Feels, came out.
Sure.
And she was like, oh, my gosh, I love this one. Look, it's all talking about living in the country. And I told her then, I was like, if we lived there, I would probably go crazy Jack Torrance style.
Because Starlink.
I can't. I can't do it. The strongest internet I got, even when they had Wi-Fi at their place where we were at, it was like 10 down and like 5 up or something. It was not.
You could have said any number there, and I would have worked. It would have worked for me.
It was slow. Okay, it was just slow. That's all I know.
I mean, look. So this is the part of town where the guy would walk the whole state. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, exactly. The old Verizon guy
just missed that part of Texas.
Yep, exactly.
Give us some Richardson background and info.
So you know what? There's a common theme at a lot of these places we stop. Most of them, it feels like, are named after railroad executives. And Richardson is no different. Founded in 1873, it's named after E.H. Richardson, who was the secretary for the Houston and Texas Central Railway. I think the last three cities we've been to have been named after railroad executives. The town was deliberately moved 2 miles northwest from the original settlement, Breckenridge, to align with the railway expansion. Richardson was incorporated in 1925. Of course, it is a major hub, with 75 being over here. They're near 635. It was once nicknamed the Telecom Corridor, because Richardson became a hub for telecom and tech companies starting in the 50s and accelerating in the 80s and 90s. So this used to be like Texas's Silicon Valley, basically. But it's over 25 million square feet of office spaces dedicated to tech and telecom. Richardson adopted the council manager form of government in 1956.
You just want to read Wikipedia?
This is the whole thing. These are the notes that I highlighted. So there you go. That's Richardson, Texas for you.
So apparently what you're saying is you need to be a president, like a general or a railroad guy.
Dude.
And you get a city named after you.
Like, for here, for sure, it was railroad guys. And then I think when we moved to, or when we went to Anna previously, that was the daughter of a railroad executive. Yeah. So either way, it's either railroad executive or a family member of one.
Let's give a shout out to the Tolos. I just sent out the picture to Brian Broadus, who likes to take shots at our turnouts. 6:02 a.m. And we are, we're already about three. Unfortunately, was wearing the G-Bag flag when I showed up. He was the first one, but he had to get some final signatures on there.
It was you that he had to get a final signature of. I guess he had come to a firehouse that you had missed. So
I missed like four.
I was gonna say which one.
Yeah. Which one. But that's we'll sign the G-Bag flag.
Yeah,
we don't mind. We're not above that.
Yeah,
we're not above that.
Anytime you can give an autograph, it makes you look really cool.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta practice the signature. You know, some of these athletes get to practice all the time. We don't.
One of our top Tolos, maybe the top, Mama D out here with her daughter, who is getting engaged, or she got engaged. She's going to get married in October. She went to the KNC broadcast, brought to you by Whataburger in Frisco, and she's going to get married in October. Joseph, in his Chiefs hat, came out here, and I was getting ready to challenge him over Kansas City barbecue, and even before I said anything, he goes, Hurtado. Hurtado. Can't compare, can't line it up against Kansas City. We also have Eric, whose brother apparently saw me disheveled and half drunk in a Mexican meat market 2 weeks ago. The chicharrones that I gave RJ that I've been talking about on the radio, it came from that meat market.
That's perfect.
I got driven over there, though. I told him, I'll buy. You fly, I'll buy. So we got driven over there. It was a little 6 p.m. grilling decision, and he goes, yeah, my brother, he thought it was you, and he said your hair was all messed up, and then I saw you posted on social media, so I figured you at the meat market. That's pretty embarrassing. So thanks to Eric and his brother for that. And then Jay Ochoa brought out his son, Gavin, and he's rocking the PJs. He didn't even change. I love that. I tell Amanda all the time, don't change her. Now she got to look right. You got to present, blah, blah, blah.
Present.
I'm like, don't change her out of her PJs.
See, that's a girl, though.
Yes.
That's a girl.
Yeah.
With a boy, you don't do that.
Oh, my gosh. She came home with like five pairs of shoes. You people, you child shoe producing crooks out there, you know that they're going to have them for about, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
It's a fit. And they don't even use them.
They're like $50, she said, normally. She's like, they're on special. I had to get them. So our daughter does not leave the house in pajamas, but Jay Ochoa pulling the big dog move with his son.
It gets worse with the shoes.
It gets worse, but as somebody, like Sean was just saying, I had a buddy who said this once. He was like, children's shoes are the biggest ripoff in existence, because they will grow out of those in weeks. Like at least when they're younger, like Julian or Luke or whatever else, that may be a few months at least, or a year. Like those shoes, like they will not fit their feet here in like a few weeks.
But a 1-year-old doesn't know the name Yeezy Slides. Okay. And if they did, they don't know the difference between Yeezy Slides and fake Yeezy Slides.
You should have showed them Marbury film growing up for
$15
shoes. I want those, Dad. This guy's really cool.
Yeah.
He's got handles.
Yeah.
He was once with Kevin Garnett. $15. Nope. Yeezy.
Yeezy Slides, man.
Yep.
And then inevitably, they lose one of them.
Huh?
They just lose one. Now, we haven't had that happen yet with these, but we've had them happen with other With they added Birkenstocks now. That's all the rage. They wear them with white socks. Nothing worse than that.
And I can't even pass down Ollie's shoes to her. So should have had a boy.
It's the big 2-5, man.
That's right.
It's the big 2-5.
That's right. Your son is now getting what? Kelsey Plums.
The Sabrinas.
Sabrinas. Yeah,
the Sabrinas.
Sorry. Yeah. Props to the Texas Rangers, as yesterday the story came out that they were still going to pay Nate Eovaldi his all-star bonus, $100,000 for Big Nate.
We had called for this, and they did it. And this is great news. Great news for Nasty Nate, and great news for the Rangers because, you know, look, at some point down the road, they might come up to between them and one other team in the final free agency pool. And any little advantage you can get. Plus, it's just doing the right thing for somebody. Now, Nate absolutely should have made it. Rules say he couldn't have played in it anyway because he pitched on Sunday. So he, even if he had made it, he never would have been able to pitch. So they were never going to add him to the roster. That was part of it. That was one of the things why they added Miz, is because he was available. There was an availability issue. There was an availability issue with Nate. So they made him an all-star, and they gave him they did not make him an all-star, but they gave him the money. Either way, it's the right thing to do.
I agree, and this is a difference maker a lot of times with players. Like, when you do right by players on things like these are actual, like...
Because we always try to throw that out, RJ in particular. Is this going to make a difference? You know, you do right. You did this person dirty. Someone's going to take notice. A free agent's not going to come here. You think this one actually does matter?
Yeah, at least for football, which I would imagine it's probably similar in other sports. But in football, I know it matters to guys, and it matters to their agents when teams do right, quote-unquote, by these sort of things. And, you know, all right, you don't have the playing time incentive bonus because we want to rest you the final week, but we're going to give it to you because we know you would have gotten it, and we're just trying to preserve your health or do whatever else. And so those sort of things make a difference. It does, just for devil's advocate. It does present a little bit of a thing where I'm sure anybody else who has an all-star incentive in their contract is going to go back to the Rangers and go, why don't I get it?
Yeah.
You don't think I thought I played at an all-star level and I didn't get named. What's the threshold for saying, well, you were a snub?
And you're screwing over the rest of the league for all those other players who are going to go to their management or have their agent call and say, hey, you told me I should have been an all-star.
Yeah.
Where's my $100,000?
Yeah, look, I think the threshold is a 1.58 ERA. You know, best ERA in the league. That might be the threshold.
Well, and the other thing here is that we've had concerns in, not initially, obviously when they went on that splurge with, you know, Semien and Seager, but in the last couple of years, there's been questions about, like, how much are the Rangers willing to spend? Are they tight? Or do they tighten up the purse strings a little bit? This is at least a good sign that $100,000 they didn't have to spend, they willingly said, here you go. And so that's at least a little bit of an encouraging sign.
Was there one particular, I like to ask this whenever someone's been out for a while on vacation, was there a story that was just eating at you? One that you're like, I wish I was on the air today for this? Is there one particular topic?
I didn't have access to internet to know the news, but I did. Like, I mean, I was bummed that I was missing the ESPN top 10 list. Because are they done? I
think no, today's Corners.
Okay, so Corners, I think, is usually their last one. So, all right. So, I'm going to get one of those.
Why would they not end with quarterback?
I don't know.
They want the whole week. They wanted to release quarterbacks on Monday, so everyone talked about it the whole week.
That's fair.
You release the corners today.
Yeah,
you only get 3 days of it versus five.
So that was the only one that I was like, man, I was really missed that. I did come home to. I guess you guys are going to be able to tell me. I can't tell how much of this is fake versus real. When I got back to the real world, and I was like, wait, is this a legitimate LeBron rumor now, or are people just talking trash?
I know. That kind of developed and messed up our planned show yesterday at 9 when Pat Bev was like, if Nico pulls this off, and then Bovada putting out the LeBron odds, and then people talking about a buyout. I don't think any of this happens without a buyout, and I don't think a buyout is going to happen either, that LeBron is going to play on the Lakers. But... like Corey Majors, and I know this is going to tick off the majority of Tolos. Of course, I'm rooting for it to happen. I lost my white whale in Belichick for Ray. No, I lost my white whale in Manziel, and then I lost Belichick, and I would like to get it in LeBron.
It'd be fun. Like, I mean, it would make it more entertaining and make it more interesting. But, yeah, that was that. And that was the thing. I didn't know how much you guys had covered that. When you're doing prep after you've been away.
Oh, it sucks.
Like today's the 17th.
You don't know what's been talked about.
If I looked at a story, whether I knew you guys talked about it or not, if it was dated the 15th or earlier, I was like, I can't put it in there because I'm just going to assume you guys might have talked about it and not waste my time.
I mean, hell, I put stuff in there that we talked about anyway. I knew
you were here for it, yeah.
And after thinking about it, time off, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Would you do it? Would you do the P.J. Washington, Daniel Gafford, Najee Marshall in change deal to sacrifice a lot of your depth?
Yeah, in a vacuum for this team. Like, if you just told me, like, those pieces for LeBron and you can swing it, yes, that's worth it. Now, is it worth it for them if they think they can legitimately contend for 2 to 3 years and you're talking about 1 year of LeBron? No. I don't know how realistic that is that they're going to be super contenders. So I would just say bring LeBron here.
Who would have more of a chance of winning? This team as is, Kyrie's injury being the humongous factor, or getting rid of a lot of that depth and having LeBron James to fill in for Kyrie's absence?
Man, if you actually could get Kyrie healthy at some point and your lineup is Kyrie, Flag, Davis, and LeBron, they can play for 40 minutes. I'll figure it out with other people for the other. Right.
Even no Kyrie.
Flag, Davis, LeBron, and I can figure out some other stuff around it. But then again, you may be in a Phoenix Suns situation at that point where you went, they thought they could figure out around it too, and they couldn't.
And Denver played really well against OKC this year in the playoffs, and they got worn out in the fourth. In what, games 5, 6, and 7, right? It was like they just got worn down, and it was like, all right, yeah, this is tough. Like they're you have to have depth. Like the Mavs the best thing they have is like they are probably the deepest team in the league.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up here on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. We're about 5 rows deep now at the Firehouse in Richardson. Whataburger with the coffee and the breakfast. We got stuffed animals for the kiddos if you want to bring them out to kill off a summer morning. Fraser Roofs and Gutters, Firehouse Movers, and Sean and RJ, brand new tumblers to keep that coffee hot. Micah Parsons says he's still going to get his. Bobby fills us in on his cowboy notebook. He's looking to unload after vacation. We take you inside the Star on Sean and RJ next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Thank you, Kevin, who is in for Peyton, who had Ross in for him. Excellent job by Ross filling in for Pepe. And now we got Kevin, who isn't he the one who's always sleeping up front?
Yeah.
Is that Khaki Kev?
Mm-hmm, that's Khaki Kev, the one who is resting on the couch, trying to make sure that he doesn't oversleep.
Kevin, get on the mic here for a second.
Yeah.
How many times a month do you think you sleep on that couch in there? Is it twice?
It would really vary, but yeah, I would probably say 2 to 3 times if I just got back-to-back shifts. It's because I live in Fort Worth, so sometimes for gas, it just makes sense.
Mm. Okay. All right. We're going to have to get him a special fan cot there.
Yeah, we're going to need a cot. What's the that thing can't be comfortable. And it's probably it's not the cleanest thing.
It's not,
that pillow,
that's not terrible.
That's a communal pillow right there.
Tolo shout outs. My boy Dwayne stopping by. Samuel from Terrell, getting ready to head on over to work. The best griller out here, it is not me, it is Mark, who had to get a Sean and RJ tumbler. Another G bag flag, this time from Michael. I'm signing this thing with great regret. And then we had Sean, an all-time Tolo, who is always showing up, and Cheyenne as well. So thank you all for turning it on, leaving it on. We are at Firehouse Number 1 in Richardson, brought to you by Whataburger, Frazier Roofs and Gutters, and Firehouse Movers. Come and grab the tumblers while you can. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, empty the notebook.
Yeah, so Micah Parsons was at his youth football camp in Pennsylvania. He puts one on every year. And very grateful to Nick Farabaugh, who sent over this audio. And shout out to Nick Harris as well from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for getting this over to us. He had spoke to media gathered there about a bunch of different things related to his camp, things like that. And then they did manage. I was a little concerned because they spent the first 5 minutes asking him, like, what do you think about – like, you know, TJ Watt, how good is he? And stuff like that. Well, they actually got into contract talk. So this is the first clip here. Micah Parsons speaking with media near Harrisburg on why he continues to show up for offseason activities without a contract.
I know God got my back. You know, he took me this far. He's not ready to be done with me. And I see the strength and the will he keeps putting inside of me. So, you know, to me, I'm not really fazed by anything. I'm going to just keep doing things the right way. And let everything play the cards how they're going to be dealt. Like, you know, things is going to be play out how they're meant to play out. I don't think there's anything you can to do to change or change someone's mind. You know, things are going to play out the way they're going to play out. So, to me, I just try to do everything's right.
This is a little interesting, a little funny the way he just talked about that. He says, look, you know, things are going to play out the way they play out. You can't really do anything to change their mind or anything like that. It's funny because later on, and we'll get to this clip here in a second, Micah starts saying the exact opposite. Like, well, it's on you to change their mind if they don't think you're worth it. But there is a question right now. Obviously, he's on the fifth-year option. When will they get a deal done? Micah Parsons, do you feel like you are undervalued?
I look at it like people don't see your value. You don't cry and, like, lay up. Like, you just work harder. Like, you got to show people your value. I just think that's, like, the difference. Like, okay, and, like, I just work.
Which is a little funny. There's fluff there, obviously. Whenever a guy's talking and getting asked about contracts, he's trying to just basically fill space and not get in trouble. That's what Micah Parsons is clearly trying to do. That's how you get two back-to-back quotes that are so diametrically opposed. It's like, you can't change anybody's mind. It's like, well, it's on you to change their mind. But I think it's clear that the biggest thing that you can take away just from this and what we're going to hear from some other stuff here in a second is that Micah Parsons is taking a Dak-like approach to the contract extension compared to CD, which is CD looked at it as, not only is the injury risk too great, he thought he needed the absence to boost his leverage. He felt like he wasn't going to get the deal that he needed unless he put pressure on them to say, hey, if I'm not there, maybe I'm not ready. Look what you guys are missing. Micah's on the flip side. Micah seems to be taking the approach that Dak did, which is, I'm going to get paid regardless. Are you going to not pay me? You're not going to do that. I know that's not one of your options. So I'm going to show up. I'm going to be ready and know that the money's going to come and know that it probably costs you more in the end.
Well, listen. Where'd you say he was?
Pennsylvania.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He could have told them anything, and they would have gone along with it. Because as I said yesterday, people in Central PA are barely people.
Kevin Hagelin wanted to talk to RJ about that after the show ended. He's like, "So back to Hershey."
Back to Hershey. he always goes back to Hershey.
And Micah was showing off the physique photos yesterday.
Oh yeah,
he shredded up, no doubt about it. Look, I'm tired of this. I know everyone's tired of it. The only reason I'm going to comment on it anymore is because what brought us texted the other day over the compounding defensive line problem of Ezeraku not being there as well. Yeah. At some point in time now, we got to take it to Jerry and Steven Jones, and Atolo suggested this question yesterday. How much are you hurting your football team? Because to me, at least with – I understand the Ezeraku hold up more than the Micah one. You're not going to win the Micah one.
No.
You're just not. So
Ezeraku is – that is clearly player – owner, I don't want to say collusionary, but it's like, hey, look, we're drawing a line in the sand.
Yeah, this is a league precedent.
Yeah.
We're second-round picks, right? One Texans pick.
And the first two picks.
First two picks. Got fully guaranteed deals. No one else in the second round has signed. So, you know, I can't really blame the Cowboys for that. This is something that sets the tone of the league moving forward. But how much you compromise in the beginning of your season and your season with these two guys not at camp?
I do think it was much more detrimental for CD not to be there last year. Because, I mean, there is a cohesion that comes
with quarterback. Well, Zach said it hurt him, too.
Zeke
got hurt by it. When Zeke sat out all year up until the start of 2019, he did not play. Yeah.
Well, because he was in Cabo on a golf course.
That's true.
Right? On a driving range. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the most part, I mean, I think to me, if you're an edge rusher and you're still training and you're doing – now, you can't mimic everything. You know, it probably his get back, time frame is probably much less.
What's going to happen with these second round picks?
So next week, when the Cowboys get to training camp, I would assume that other teams are going to take a similar approach. Given that everybody knows this negotiation has kind of been put in a weird spot, thank you, Houston Texans, for getting this started with Jaden Higgins. But if you look at the way the league allows guys to operate even without a contract, if they all sign waivers, they can basically have waivers that they can sign and they can still operate and they can still practice. I would imagine a good majority of them are going to sign waivers and be out there for practice and continue negotiating. But
when do they start losing real money? Because if I'm the owners, I'm the league, I'm just going to wait and be like, you're a second round pick. You probably don't have much of nothing. You're desperate. You're way more desperate for this money then first-round picks, you will show up.
Not until regular season, probably. That's when they would start losing money. Because these are not guys who, you know, are veterans who are getting fined for not being there or they've got a contract. This is a contract that's never been signed. He's never signed a professional contract in his career. All right, Micah Parsons speaking at his youth football camp in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And there were a couple of these cuts here that I think address something that Cowboys fans have been concerned about or worried about, the idea of these other edge rushers falling and these other deals coming into place and how that might end up costing the Cowboys a little bit more money.
TJ, Hendrickson.
Right. TJ's been holding out. Trey Hendrickson, same sort of way. Mike is waiting on a new deal. And he was asked about that, why he thinks edge rushers are fighting for new contracts right now.
Over a period, every grouping did it. Wide receivers was last year. You know, you kind of see the corners this year and last year. I mean, everyone goes through it. I just think, you know, when it is a lot of money, man. So it's just one of those things. We kind of know what it is. It's business at the end of the day.
Good that he has that kind of perspective. The bigger question, though, is going to be, does that money, do those contracts end up pushing your price up at all? Micah, on if he's waiting for the other edge rushers to sign.
His day numbers got nothing to do with mine, and my numbers ain't nothing got to do with them. I'm younger. Hutchinson's coming off an injury. Everyone's circumstances is completely different. Hutch is coming off his third year. Usually guys wait 4 years. So it just all depends why. I mean, he's up there with Miles. So, you know, it's different. Everyone's circumstance is different.
It's an interesting way to talk about it.
Do they usually wait 4 years, though? I mean, didn't the Jets just give two guys after their third year?
So, third year, I think what he means is, in his situation with the Cowboys don't generally sign somebody after the third year. So with the Cowboys, they're going to get you through 4 years up to your option, and then they'll look at it.
But why does it feel like the Cowboys negotiation has taken this dead period off as well? And I mean, they're probably
Jerry
talking.
Doesn't say his philosophy has been he's been consistent with this. I don't have to yet. Like they're, I'm yeah. not miss that. We're not missing anything. They're not missing a game.
Like Overshown yesterday tweeted a picture of the practice fields in Oxnard. Like they're about to get on the plane.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We're getting close. I mean, next week.
What is going to change? What do the Cowboys think could change for them next week versus last week?
Sense of urgency.
Sense
from
of
who?
Both. I mean, the Cowboys don't. He's been consistent. Deadlines make deals. I don't have to pay you yet. I don't. We haven't missed anything. According to the way he views it, they haven't lost anything.
Here's where they miscalculate. I almost think that they're operating in an NFL 15 years ago in which the player was frightened to lose a game check, in which a player was terrified not to start game one of the regular season. It's more detrimental, in my opinion. It's Micah's money. It's way more detrimental for the Cowboys not to have him week one than Micah Parsons missing week one. Because whatever Micah Parsons misses, we know the money gets made up. So that's the ultimate leverage at the end of the day here. You're in a win-now position. Everyone comes for your head. Everyone's sick and tired of the drought, except for Steven, who, you know, air-quoted the drought. You have to win more than Micah has to win. That's the way I'd be talking about and thinking about it if I was Micah's agent. So ultimately, at the end of the day, you have to have me on the field for game one. I'm going to be rich no matter what.
Right. I think what the Cowboys would say specific to this situation is Micah has not demonstrated he's going to miss any time if we don't get it done right away. Like, CD was showing you he
so
wasn't
Micah's
showing up.
Itch is what they're thinking about.
I think they're just saying, let's see what he does. If he doesn't show up, all right, that gives us a sense of urgency. But right now, he has... Like, he's the only one who's shown an itch he needs to scratch where he's standing off to the side and he goes, give me a helmet, let me get in there.
Yep.
And so I think for them, they feel like, all right, we don't have to pay it right now. And the Cowboys' philosophy in general is always the longer we wait to pay something, if prices are always going up, the longer we stay on the cheaper deal and the more money we save. That is the financially prudent thing to do, even if prices are always going up, because we stayed on the cheaper deal longer. And that's what's more important than getting the cheaper deal earlier.
Inside the Star with the return of Bobby Roberto Belt, live with the 6 a.m. Club, the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ from Firehouse Number 1 in Richardson, brought to you by Firehouse Movers, Frazier Roofs and Gutters, and Whataburger, already feeding all of the Tolos, and we have a lot of Tolos along with that coffee to go along with it. We got a brand new concert ticket giveaway during the 7 o'clock Expressway, but this is my most exciting segment of the day coming up.
Already.
People think that it's cancelable. Are the ESPYs back? The audio you have to hear from the host of last night's festivities next on Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Whew. A lot of great smelling men out here.
Please pull that, Kevin.
Jason at San Antonio. I don't know what he's wearing, but he just left a whiff of goodness.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was, but it's a Roger Staubach.
Dom was smelling good.
Don's a good smelling man.
I'm always impressed with the Tolo Cologne game. I can always tell when Gavin Spittle gets off the elevator too.
I didn't smell Davin Richardson, who's also out here, who I was talking to during the break. But I assume he smells good too. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, and I'm like, do people put on cologne before they go to their Monday through Friday 9 to 5? Apparently they do.
A lot of people do. And then a lot of times
I'm only doing it for a Friday Saturday.
And a lot of times it's the detergent. You get that Diva. A Diva detergent.
Is that a special one?
That's the one it is. It's like $80 a bottle. But it's a special.
What?
And the bottle's small. It's a special. But you could spot it from a mile away.
I don't think I've ever worn cologne. I think I did when I was younger. I was definitely on the Axe body spray. That was always the.
Well, you need it with your sweatshirts. Mm-hmm.
The Axe body spray. No, this was a younger me. This was a handsome me who didn't sweat so profusely. And so the Axe body spray was always the same thing. Just one swipe down from the shoulder to the hip, and then swipe from the shoulder to the other hip, and then go on out.
All right. Last night we're at Firehouse number 1 in Richardson. I guess I should throw out the address.
300 North Greenville. Just off 75.
There are a lot of North Greenvilles. Make sure this one is in Richardson.
Yes.
Yep.
That's right.
300 North Greenville in Richardson. Firehouse number 1 brought to you by Firehouse Movers, Frazier Roofs and Gutters, and Whataburger. We got the brand new Sean and RJ tumblers to kick out as well. So I got semi-obsessed with this last night. Shane Gillis hosting the ESPYs.
God, I love him.
Beast.
And I saw one clip, and then give me a little Shane Gillis background just for anyone who doesn't know. My number 1 thing I go to is him making Saban uncomfortable on the college football set, and then he's in that Post Malone Peyton Manning commercial.
So Shane Gillis actually like really blew up when he got hired to write for SNL years ago. And when he got hired to write for SNL, they went digging through his podcast, some media outlet did, and they found some stuff in there that was like, oh, this will get you canceled, which Gillis joked about it later. He was like, oh, if they would have gone on further, I would not have even been able to resurrect my career. So thank you for not going more than a minute into that podcast. But he ended up getting fired for that. So he kind of became a rallying point for a lot of comedians of like, hey, comedians need to be able to make jokes. So a lot of people started lifting him up, giving him platform. But he's very, very funny. But that's kind of how he got exposed, was about 5-6 years ago over that.
You love him, Choppy?
He's great. And I haven't, like, I don't know that I've seen that I've watched a full show of his. It's all clips. I mean, his clips are everywhere on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and you just watch a bunch of them.
Do you know where he's from?
Probably somewhere in the South.
Central PA.
Yeah, he's barely a person. Yep.
When's the last time you watched the ESPYs? Seriously, try to remember. How many years?
Norm.
15.
Not Norm.
Yeah, legitimately. That, outside of just clips. 20, if you're telling me, 30. Like, sat down and watched it, Norm. Yeah.
All right, so
I tried to catch the monologue, but I don't care about the awards.
Right. Shane Gillis in this monologue made me have a little FOMO yesterday that I did not tune in live to the ESPYs. We're just going to play the material. Kevin, back in the studio, we're going to stop and start. And y'all tell me whether there's anything that is cancelable in this material.
SGA is here. Give it up for SGA. Hell yeah, bro. And now everybody sitting around him is in foul trouble. Joe Rogan actually wanted me to be here to host this award show so that I could capture Adam Silver because Joe thinks he's an alien. And Donald Trump wanted me to be here to capture Juan Soto for the same reason. It's an alien joke. Wait, who booed up there, dude? Shut up. Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died. All right. You don't have to do that. It was fine. I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that. The New York Knicks had a great season. Yeah, hell yeah.
Listen to this. It's messed up.
Karl Anthony Towns is here. Hey, girl.
So good.
Drew Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism.
All right, stop it real quick. All right, so this is a little bit worse audio. So far?
So far, it's great.
Isn't this incredible so far?
It's good. It's solid. Nothing's cancelable. It's comedy. Like I've always said, if you're on stage, nothing's cancelable.
It's funny. And now I do feel like half of these jokes, if I would have made them on the air, Choppy would have been panicking and telling me, like, you're going to get fired. Stop.
All right, Kevin, reset it with him talking about Shador. Audio's not that great. Then we'll go back to better audio. This is Shane Gillis on Shador, Colorado.
Shador Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. Definitely not nepotism, right? All right. It's a big year for the WNBA. I love Caitlin Clark. Kate, yeah, hell yeah. So, Caitlin Clark, she and I have a lot in common. We're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes. Yeah. All right. There you go. Lighten up a little.
All right, stop it real quick.
That's so good.
This crowd sucks. That's my number two takeaway in all these clips. They did not give this man the respect and the applause that he deserved for this type of comedy gold.
You have to be, like, comedy is one of those things where you have to go to it, like, wanting to go see a comedy show, not wanting to go see an award show.
Okay.
Plus,
all these athletes are terrified to react with the camera on them because it looks like you're laughing at Shador.
Yeah,
you're laughing at Caitlin.
This is Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes years ago, where he's telling all these jokes, and people were just like, they were uncomfortable. It's like, I can't laugh about this. I can't be even seen laughing about this.
But here's my point that irritates me about that. My buddy was like, oh, you can't do this. You can't do he said, oh, ESPN, Disney, they'll never have him back. You knew exactly what you were getting.
Oh, of course you did.
They didn't know what they were getting in Ricky Gervais? You didn't know what you're getting in Shane? Of course you did. I'm like, no. I think Disney and ABC, ESPN will say, oh, my God, people are actually talking about this for the first time in 15, 20 years. You didn't think he was going to make a Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese joke? Get out of here.
Go get Anthony Jeselnik to go host one of these things.
That's too dark.
Like, what do you think? You get surprised that he makes a joke about, like, somebody who's having a terminal illness. Like, of course, what's he going to do?
Like, the most touchy subject he's done so far. The joke that I think would be the most is the Karl Anthony
time. Me too. So, yeah. But there's a Caitlin Clark Waffle House one coming up. Let's continue, Kev.
We'll see about this one. When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women. There's one thing I want to say before I get out of here. This is a dumb joke. You guys aren't going to like it, but it was it's just a Norm Macdonald joke that I loved when he hosted the ESPYs, and I'm going to do it now. Travis Hunter won the Heisman Trophy this year. He's the first defensive player since Charles Woodson to win the Heisman. Congratulations, Travis Hunter. Winning the Heisman, that's something they can never take away from you unless you kill your wife and a waiter. In which case, they can take that away from you. Well, see, a lot of you don't like me, and that's okay.
All right, stop it. All right, so this is going to be a skit that he does where he is like a janitor, mm-hmm. and he's walking into the football team meeting in the locker room, and he's like, I got a way for y'all to be the best football team ever. I have a play that no one is going to be able to stop. Describe it.
You guys want to hear about the play?
Yeah!
You guys want to hear the play?
Yeah!
All right. Picture this. You're going to line up at center. All right? JT, you're going to line up right behind him. We're going to get two guys behind you. This is where the play gets good. At the snap, you dive right into his butt.
What? No, I don't.
And then both those guys behind him are going to grab him by the hips and shove him even harder into your butt.
No, that doesn't even sound like a good idea.
Hold on.
Let him cook.
Maybe a tackle, maybe a tight end. Get more meat behind you.
Players?
More meat. Think about it. 10 guys barging right into your back door.
I can't. Is that even a legal play?
Yes.
Doesn't make sense, man. That's not how I play football.
You guys play losing football. You want to win? We're going to ride your butt right to the championship.
How good is that?
He's so good. He's so funny. He's and yeah, this is not.
I loved it.
Like, if you compare it to, like, what we were just talking about a second ago, Ricky Gervais, it's not even in the same ballpark of uncomfortable as what Ricky Gervais did. It's just funny.
No, because he was bringing up, like,
really sensitive
subjects.
Yeah.
That was funny. It was funny.
So, there it is. Well done. I'm going to watch this special now. I haven't watched one, but Shane Gillis killing at the ESPYs.
You know who's Aiden is all over Shane Gillis's show on Netflix, Tires or whatever. Aiden was like, "You got to watch it. It's so funny." So I watched the first episode a couple weeks ago. It was hilarious. I just haven't picked it up, and they were finishing off the wire.
Is that the one with that video where the plane's going down? Is that that? What is that?
Sounds hilarious, Bobby. Thanks.
No, that was Air India or whatever.
That was the skit, RJ. The Tires show is actually really good, though.
All right, so over to the other network. That wasn't a show, Bobby.
Shane Gillis, everybody.
Over to the other network. Bobby, you missed it. The FS1 blowout. Joy Taylor, Manny Acho, Mark Schlereth. They got rid of three of their five shows. Paul Pierce, Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, Carton, everybody.
Yeah, well, RJ and I came up with our solution to what FS1 should do, and it appears like maybe they were listening.
Listen.
They had the Odyssey app. Our boss was very impressed. Gavin Spittle texted Choppy and I yesterday. He's like, "You guys got some good programming minds." As the report has come out that they're close to a deal with Barstool to put Dave Portnoy, Big Cat on their college football show, kind of like ESPN has thrown McAfee on there. And then I would guess that they're going to take some of their other programming and fill that with the show openings on FS1. So it's sounding like a Barstool FS1 marriage.
That is a great idea that will last 2 months, whatever.
Because of the offensiveness?
It's the Shane Gillis, Ricky Gervais thing we just talked about. You know what you're getting, and yet I don't think they're going to really be. They're thinking, he'll be like McAfee. The problem is McAfee has shown before he'll play ball to an extent.
Yeah.
Portnoy will not. Portnoy's not going to play. Barstool Big Cat will not. They will.
Not worried about those two. I'm more worried about like all the other guys they throw on. If it's on show, FS1, can they play any type of cursing and content? They can, right?
Yeah,
it's cable. It's cable.
So they have to know what they're getting into. ESPN already showed that they made that mistake by canceling one of their shows after day one, the Van Show.
Portnoy is so about. The very first time he's told not to do something, he will so aggressively do it over and over again that they will get and it's going to be like, we can't possibly have this. It's like, you knew who you were getting, right? Like, this is his thing that he does. But, I mean, yeah, sure, it'll be great. It's a great idea, and I think they'll run away from it cowardly in about 2 months.
That's in play. But I also think that we have reached a point where it's like, you know what you're getting into sometimes, and they'll – the company can protect you just by saying, no, we're not gonna kind of count. They don't have any advertisers anyway. What are they gonna protect?
If they stick it out and they take the public bullets, it'll be much better than what they have.
It'll be a hit.
Yeah.
It'll be a hit. And you know, those public bullets, they go away.
Who's coming out of prison that's
especially
gonna replace
nowadays?
Cart?
Yeah.
What's that?
Who's coming out of prison that's gonna replace Cart?
8-7 We power ranked the ones you were happiest about. That aren't
Carton's
on
number
any,
one.
Carton one.
Carton's number one.
Who's two? Shady.
Carton's going to go back to where
so
he
Shady
belongs,
got
though.
Shady's show gone.
Ooh, then Acho Shady, and then after that.
But Carton's one.
Carton's number
Joy?
One.
Joy.
I mean, I love Joy.
Kevin.
I'd like to be your boss.
If you play that drop right there, you'd be getting goal points. I don't think he's got it.
877-881-1053. Frank LaFranco, injury attorney, text line. Did a big signing yesterday hurt the Dallas Mavericks in the West? And RJ's got his phone out because we have a live sporting event to update you on. We got a major taking place, and we got a concert ticket giveaway to hook you up with as well. Sean and RJ live from Richardson Firehouse, number one, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.